Warning, this episode contains references to intimate partner violence and animal abuse. However, the animals are the ones doing the abusing to the violent intimate partner. So there's that. Listener discretion is advised.
Florida man, Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man.
Welcome to this week's Lister Quickie Stories mini episode of Florida Man. I'm Phil.
And I'm Joel, and this is the shorter version of the show where we read you the Florida Man type stories you, the listeners, have sent in from your part of the world.
News stories from your local area, personal stories where someone you know did something Florida Man like, or things you have experienced where you encounter some dumbass or you were that dumbass.
And this week we didn't get an email. This was actually sent to me on Facebook Messenger from our friend David from the Florida Beer Podcast and FloridaBeerBlog.com.
Well, this story comes from, I just went through puberty for right there for a second. This story comes from CNN. That stands for Cable News Network.
Yeah, we covered that a couple weeks ago.
Did we?
Mm-hmm. I clarified that already.
No, I did.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, because I was making fun of you for
fantastic.
Something else.
Thank you. All right, this story is entitled, A Group of Furries Stopped a Domestic Violent Assault. Now, we've had, if you're not a regular listener to the stories, I have expressed my confusion over furries many times.
Yes.
So I am quite interested to read this story. So here we go. Several members attending a furry convention in California on Friday helped restrain a man who was assaulting his girlfriend until police arrested him, according to officials.
See, they're good people.
Are they?
Well, they stopped the guy from beating up his girlfriend.
Six people witnessed the assault at the annual Further Confusion, or FurCon, in San Jose.
Jose.
That's what I said, Jose. Furries are enthusiasts who celebrate characters and stories involving
anthropomorphic.
I was getting there, Joel.
Yeah.
How'd you say it?
Anthropomorphic.
Anthropornographic animals are fictitious characters that have human traits.
Like a sexy fox. Do you ever watch the old Disney's Robin Hood?
No.
You never saw that where Robin Hood was a fox and Maid Marian was a foxy fox?
No.
Yeah, you need to watch. That's a good cartoon.
No.
I think that's where a lot of furries kind of got started with their.
They said the man was assaulting a woman in a car, the San Jose Police Department said in a police report. Robbie Ryans, age 26, was working as a DJ for the convention when he and a friend went outside for a smoke break. Out of nowhere, Ryan said a blue car stopped in front of them.
You ever been asked to run sound for a furry convention? Would you turn it down?
Oh, hell no. I'd take it in a heartbeat. A fucking heartbeat, man. I would run it. Fuck yeah. And I have cameras and yeah, shit yeah. You damn right I'd take it. We have
live streaming that shit
fucking
on YouTube.
We heard a woman's screams coming from inside and saw the passenger throwing a full fist at whoever was driving, Ryan's told CNN. We got up and ran towards the car. My friend pulled open the door, and we both held on to the attacker. The girl driver was yelling for him to get out as he started trying to fight us off. Four people who were attending the convention joined in and helped grab the man, drag him out of the car, and restrain him until the police arrived.
So the DJ pulled and his buddy pulled this guy out of the car, and then Sonic the Hedgehog comes up.
I guess so.
And his three buddies.
With a chubby. All right. Once the situation was under control, Ryan said he backed up and began filming the incident. Of course you did.
Damn right.
When the police arrived, they alleged that the suspect, age 22-year-old Dimitri Hardnett, assaulted his girlfriend in their car, according to the police report. Hardnett was arrested and booked into the Santa Clara County Jail for domestic violence. CNN could not determine if Hardnett has a lawyer. Well, that's important, CNN. Thank you very much for that commentary.
Thanks for telling us that you've got nothing to
you
tell
got
us.
Nothing to tell us. Quote, it all happened so fast. I still can't believe it, Ryan said. I'm so glad everything worked out in the end. It was a horrible sight to see. Afterward, we were very shaken up, but relieved. For those wondering, the furry fandom is a community of enthusiasts who celebrate characters and stories involving anthropomorphic animals. In other words, fictitious animal characters that have human traits.
And they dress up like them.
All right, look. So, yes, I struggle through a bit of these big words and things. Let's get to the point. Furries dress up like fucking animals. They dress up and they wear bunny costumes, bear costumes, whatever. And they...
Dogs, cats,
whatever. And
I ain't going to lie. There's a Catwoman outfit.
You'd hit it? I'm just saying. It is.
If I was single.
I don't. Oh, what's the word I'm looking for?
Comprehend?
No, that's not it. I don't. I'm not going to diss it. I don't understand it.
No. Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to disown. I'm not going to condone it because no. I don't understand.
To each his own.
The attraction of dressing up as furries.
Hey, whatever.
But if it's
whatever floats your boat,
you whatever know, you're into. I mean, if it's that's I don't care. But it's I don't get it. But it's not up to me to say I get or don't get.
Right.
But at least they came to the rescue of a person who was being assaulted.
Yes, absolutely. Like I said, they're good people.
Well, don't generalize everybody as good people in the furry community because they just helped one person. Well, you know, everybody
wasn't
good.
Some of them are good people. At least some of them are good.
Everybody wasn't good because everybody didn't run out and help them.
No.
And I've seen the episode of CSI Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah. They had a murder, didn't they?
They had a murder.
They had body fluids in the fur.
Yeah, it was body fluids in the inside the furries. And on that note, we'll end our listener quickie story for this week. If you have a story you'd like us to cover on the quickie show, whether it's in your local news or a personal story of some dumbass you know, send us an email to floridamanpodcast@gmail.com.
This podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida, and mixed at a San Diego furry convention.
And we'll, as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Battle of the Florida Man.
Florida Man, Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. It's Florida man, Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. A Florida man. He's a dumbass, but we love him, he's a Florida man.
The preceding podcast is copyright 2020, Shadyside Media, LLC. All rights reserved.